sure to tune into the Dave Ramsey Show on the Fox Business Network. You're going to want to see this economist tonight, Brian Westbury. He has got at least part of the answer to this without borrowing $700 billion. Okay, back to our lesson, people. Here's the lesson. Remember, Enron, WorldCom, Adelphia, some of these companies had artificially put assets on the book. Actually, they put them on the books at they would buy something, it was worth $10 million or $10 billion or whatever, put it on the books. Later, it's worth seven, and they never changed the number. They never marked it down to reflect that, and that was part of the fraud. So under current laws at that time, those CEOs and miscellaneous people were convicted and put in jail. But we were all mad about ethics in the corporate world, so we needed some new laws and regulations. So we got them coming out the wazoo, and it's called Sarbanes-Oxley. Don't know if you care about that, but that's what the new law was called. And it's a huge, massive law that has several components to it that we're not getting into. But the idea being that we're going to mandate ethics to corporate America because apparently they didn't have any, according to the Enron failure. And Sarbanes-Oxley is a total pain in the butt to operate a publicly traded company now because of it. And it didn't work. It didn't mandate ethics. It was like a lot of regulation. You can't regulate and cause ethics to happen. It just doesn't work. But one of the things Sarbanes-Oxley does is it makes each company each day restate what their assets are worth. So that if they own a bond that's worth $10 billion or $30 billion today, and tomorrow it's worth $3 billion, they have to mark the bond down to what it is worth on the market. This accounting procedure is called mark-to-market. You want to remember that. They have to mark it down to what it will sell for on the market. Well, that's a good concept, and it keeps companies from having bloated balance sheets. However, it's part of what's causing this, because here's what's going on. Merrill Lynch was sitting on, not long ago, $30 billion worth of subprime loans. Granted, they shouldn't have been. It was stupid. And they get what they deserve for doing that. No question about that. I'm with you on that. But those bonds, $30 billion, all have houses in there. People's houses are in there. And those houses didn't all become worthless all of a sudden just because they couldn't sell those bonds. And since they couldn't sell them, they basically gave them away for 22 cents on the dollar. Now, do you think all those houses lost 80% of their value underneath that deal? No, they didn't. And so they gave them away for 22 cents on the dollar, or about $6 billion, because there was no market for them. Nobody wants to buy these subprime bonds because they suck. They're junk bonds. But at 22 cents on the dollar, it's a bargain, because even if you foreclosed on every one of the houses in there, you'd get probably out of your $30 billion, you'd probably get $20 billion of your money. And so the company that bought those for $6 billion got a deal, but there's no market for them. And that's where these companies are stuck. They can't sell this stuff, but accounting-wise, they've had to mark it down to market, and it's frozen the marketplace. Point being, this economist is saying, Westbury is saying, if we change that one rule and don't force them to mark it down to market, but let them just hold on to it and hold their breath right now, hold our nose, and say just on subprimes you can change that rule, and just for this period of time you can change that rule, a temporary change in that rule, that'll free the market up. It's seized right now. It's frozen. And it'll thaw it out and let it start running again. He says that'll solve 60% of the problem, and I think he's right. Because when you think about, that's what made Merrill Lynch have to sell out, is that one accounting rule. That one accounting rule is what's driving a lot of these people into the dirt. And would you rather let them change their accounting rule, or would you rather loan them $700 billion to buy out their bad paper? I'd rather them work their own crap out and let them change the accounting rule, personally. If you add to that, then, and this is my little idea, but I'm not a genius about this kind of stuff, but I don't like giving them any money or any help with my tax dollars. I don't like it. But I'd rather do that than see the thing just come turn completely upside down in a fruit basket turnover. So rather than have some kind of a dad blame meltdown or something and freak out here in the middle of the election season that we're in, why don't we just take the FHA insurance program and extend it across these subprimes? And what that is then you and I are guaranteeing the lender that they're not going to lose as much money or lose any money on those mortgages. Now, I don't like guaranteeing them, but I like it better than buying them. In other words, instead of $700 billion of taxpayer debt going out there to bail out these companies, just extend the insurance out, and you could probably do that for less than $40 billion, like a 95% savings. And see, if the government insured those mortgages, they would then be marketable, and they could sell them, and the companies all stay afloat. And we, the people, don't have to get in the mortgage business. Now, we're going to get in there a little bit because of that insurance program, I understand. And that's only on the ones that get foreclosed. But foreclosures aren't what's causing this. This is being caused by these companies are frozen. They're seized up. And we've got to, you know, we got to let some of the steam off and put some oil in there so this thing starts moving again. And we can do that without going into debt $700 billion. So, here's your plan. Call your congressman, call your senator. Tell them to change the mark-to-market accounting law and to extend insurance but extend no loans. And if they extend loans, if they borrow the money from the, if they go borrow the money on the national debt in order for us to all go into the mortgage business $1 trillion, you're going to fire their butt and send them home. Let me just tell you, if this idea works, and it should, and there's a lot of people in Washington talking about it behind the scenes. I've checked with several people today. This is on the table. You're not going to see this on television, but it's on the table in Congress. And if you'll let your congressman know you know about this, change the accounting rules on the mark-to-market and extend insurance if you want, but we don't want to own any mortgages. Any $700 billion bailout, and I'm going to fire your butt and send you home. Republican or Democrat, I'm going to vote against you, and I'm going to put my money to make sure you never serve in office again. And that's what you need to tell them, early and often. If you're pissed, this is the time for you to step up and do something about it, America. You can stop this. It's being railroaded down your throat, but you can stop this if you call them en masse starting right now. Ready, set, go.